This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when first responders and healthcare workers were starting to get the COVID vaccine, I set up a Facebook page called COVID Vaccine Experiences, Good, Bad, Neutral, so people can report their experience. I didn't want it to get political. I don't want people to go back and forth on you should get the vaccine, you should not, you should wear a mask. I didn't want that. Just, guys, how'd it go? Was it a piece of cake? Was it a breeze? Was it bad? Did you have a side effect? And I started to notice on that site, people were complaining about a bitter metallic taste in the mouth after their vaccine. And I've been following the FDA fact sheets, and I've been following information from the CDC and from the pharmaceutical companies, and we really didn't see that as a side effect. We didn't see there being a metallic taste or a burning mouth syndrome where you have an uncomfortable sensation in your mouth, like your tongue hurting, sensation of dry mouth. I didn't see that. The side effects from the Pfizer BioNTech vaccine included injection site pain, tiredness, headache, muscle pain, chills, joint pain, fever, injection site swelling, some redness at the injection site, nausea, feeling unwell, swollen lymph nodes. We saw that with the Pfizer vaccine, such that we told people don't get a mammogram the next month because you're going to have swelling under your arms, maybe even breast tenderness after the shot. The Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine side effects, similar, injection site reactions, pain, tenderness, swelling of lymph nodes of the same arm of the injection, swelling, hardness, redness, general side effects, fatigue, they have hardness. My guess is in the Moderna vaccine, they probably meant like swollen lymph glands. General side effects were fatigue, headache, muscle pain, joint pain, chills, nausea, vomiting, and fever. We talked about Moderna arm, where people would have this big red kind of painful looking patch, well demarcated oval, where the vaccine was given. It's a vaccine reaction. There was listed on both the Pfizer and the Moderna a remote chance of a severe allergic reaction. But I saw people were posting, guys, how much longer for this bitter taste in the mouth? So I did some research on paragesia or dysgesia, which is defined as an abnormal sense of taste. And many of us have experienced it with medication. Like, I've taken Bioxin in the past. It's an antibiotic. And, oh, I can't stand the metallic taste in my mouth. So medications can do it. Vitamin deficiency, like a zinc, smoking, thyroid disorder can do it. Diabetes can do it. Having an infection can give you a weird taste in your mouth, dry mouth, dental issues. Pregnancy can do it. Menopause. Liver disease could give you a weird taste in the mouth. Seizures, head trauma, cancer, depression. But, you know, people kept asking, why does this change your taste? So some think maybe, well, if you have a deficiency in zinc, you know, we've known that to maybe taking a medication or, you know, ingesting something that affects your zinc could then maybe affect the way you interpret tastes. Jeanette Wick, a PharmD, I believe, or a pharmacological provider. I'm not sure if she's a pharmacist. I have to double check. She wrote thinking that it could be a result of saliva production. It could be a result of the cranial nerves being damaged or a modification of the cranial nerves and how it's sensing taste. So people are a little concerned going, I still don't understand why the COVID vaccine would do this. And I got an email From D, she said, "Hi, Dr. D. Several of us have been injured by the COVID vaccine and want to get well." She writes, "We have suddenly, within a few days of the first shot, developed a terrible taste in the mouth, bitter or metal, which does not go away and affects eating and concentration, as well as burning in the same distribution of those with burning mouth syndrome, an intractable condition that has a few treatment options. Can you help us?" So what I'm recommending to anybody that has an abnormal taste in the mouth and they're not sure what's going on is to, one, reach out to your doctor, but two, if it persists longer than a few days, you might want to see a neurologist or an ENT. But there's a chance that maybe the reason why people are feeling this is this vaccine might, even though it's not causing any serious side effect, other than that, in the people complaining about the taste of the mouth or concerned about the taste in the mouth, that maybe it's causing some sort of inflammation of the nerves that are carrying the signals for taste or turning the signals back. You have efferent and afferent, you know, in terms of bringing messages to and from an area. And I'm wondering if maybe there are certain conditions. Now, I was speaking to a doctor about this. Some doctors might be considering steroids to help get people's taste back, but the problem is you don't really want to give steroids when you're fighting a virus or if you're trying to induce an immune response from a vaccine. And so it's tricky because I think a lot of people's side effects to these vaccines, you know, could be maybe tempered. But if you do that, then it can unfortunately interfere with what the vaccine has to do. So currently, we've been told to grin and bear it. Unless the reaction is severe, we've been told to grin and bear it. But I get that having a weird taste in your mouth, I didn't induce that. I didn't get that. I only got a couple days of feeling cruddy, muscle aches, some nausea. I think I had a little fever on the second shot, but I felt pretty lucky. I felt like I could still move on with my life. It felt good. But for this bitter taste in the mouth, there's not really a lot that I think we can do at this point. And if it continues and it continues to have a bitter taste in the mouth, I usually recommend have a doctor take a look. Maybe a neurologist, you know, could try something that seems to maybe dull, you know, some of the hypersensitivity of the nerves that could be, you know, messing with the taste. You know, people ask, why is it brain related, not tongue related? It could be tongue related. It could be. But it's the way you're interpreting. You know, there have been some people that have COVID that they smell rancid things and there's nothing rancid there. And so it's an interpretation of the smell. Don't go away. You'll be right back. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special of DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY. 1-877-DOCDALY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. Again, taking your calls and questions at 1-877-DOC-DALY. 1-877-DOCDALY. Tad writes, why do people think Biden has dementia? What medical evidence he wants to know? Do people have that the president has dementia? There's no medical evidence. I mean, I agree with you on that. There's no, shall we say, MRIs or publications of his mini mental status exam. But, you know, the reason why the media and people in the media might be surmising that there's an issue with his cognition is because of forgetting names of his wife or calling his, I guess he daughter his wife, or I don't know, messing up the numbers of the people who have died. And you know, a lot of us have gaffes. And I, you know, when he was first criticized years ago in the Obama administration for some of his gaffes, I stuck up for him. I said, look, I have brain farts. I, you know, say the wrong words sometimes that I don't mean to come out. I'll call my husband my sons and vice versa. You know, we've all done that. Stone, Brock, or the cat. I'll be yelling at the cat and I'll be calling them the wrong name. We all do that. It's something that happens. But unfortunately, when you start to see a pattern and you see it get worse, you worry about it. It's always a relationship to baseline. So if somebody always, you know, talks like that and makes a mistake or whatever, it's okay. Like a stutter. Some people have stutters throughout their lives. I had a stutter as a kid. But if you have a new onset stutter and you've never stuttered before, doctors are going to be intrigued and they're going to want to make sure there's nothing going on in the brain and there's not a mass or a tumor or things like that. So new onset things always make people worry, or a progression of things. You know, when did I get a little nervous with Joe Biden? When I saw his left leg give out on the stairs and then he not be able to get that control of the leg. Thank God for him. He was able to get control, get back up the stairs, was able to walk onto the plane. But I was worried that that could have been a little mini stroke. So nobody should diagnose anybody when they're not their provider. But when it comes to the presidency, yes, all eyes are on them. And there's a liberty that people take in terms of getting all up in a president's business with their health, like they did with Trump, like they did with Bill Clinton and him eating McDonald's, with Obama and his smoking, because they feel if they voted for him, he works for us. They feel Joe Biden is their employee. And if they have an employee that can't do the job, they have a right to fire him. Now, many people would like to fire Biden, just like a lot of people want to fire Trump. People want to fire Obama. People want to fire Bush. People always want to fire the president. But the Constitution will allow removal of a president if they are not fit for duty. The founding fathers, you know, really had the foresight. You know, and maybe it's because they studied history way better than we do now. And they say, well, you know, what if this is a democracy, but somebody won't leave office? What about the power? What do we do? Well, you have a checks and balances. You got the Supreme Court. You got the legislative branch. You got, you know, the executive branch and the judicial branch. And, you know, if the executive branch doesn't want to leave and the judicial branch and the legislative branch, you know, have, you know, good cause. So there's all these checks and balances and means to approach things like that. But the biggest reason why I think people have been going after Biden's health is the kind of the lack of transparency. I guess one of the headlines today was Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said he hasn't spoken with President Joe Biden since he's been sworn in. McConnell is the Senate Minority Leader, and it doesn't appear he's had a one-on-one with the president. Now, I could understand, you know, maybe the local ice cream, you know, clerk running an ice cream shop a few states away might not get a one-on-one with the president. I get that. He's busy. He might not be in the mood to go for ice cream and meet everybody. But your Senate Minority Leader hasn't met with him. Okay, that's concerning, because some people are accusing Biden of being very partisan and, you know, hating the Republicans and not. I don't really think that. Biden's been in Congress for decades. He knows how to talk with Republicans. He knows how to have a relationship. So I'm a little bit more nervous that he's not having one-on-ones with those that could be perceived as the enemies, because they could pick up on things. And that is concerning. When a president only now, for the first time in months, is going to have a press conference, and we're here that he's prepping for it, and he's not going to the border yet, and when he's not being present, It makes people nervous. Now, President Trump, a lot of criticism for when he had COVID, to going out there showing everybody he was alive and waving to his fans. To me, I thought that was PR brilliance, because I didn't realize how many people were panicking that their president could be dying of COVID. All we heard all year long was people are dying of COVID, and a lot of people did die. We lost almost 600,000 people to COVID in the United States. And he, while there was all the rumors that he's on oxygen and he can't breathe, etc., he looked strong. When he tried to do a video, people said the video was fake. So he's like, I've been fine, I'll go outside. I mean, he kept having to play defense, which I don't think is the best position to be in. But he nailed that transparency issue with, you want to see me? You want to see that I'm out of a hospital bed? Here I am. I'm not on a ventilator because I'm walking outside. I'm even in a car driving around the hospital, you see? And of course, he got criticized that he was putting people at risk having COVID, etc. But it was that sort of transparency. So Biden has let reporters see him. They seem to be very controlled. I'm noticing that. I think a lot of us are noticing that. And, you know, maybe he is having issues with public speaking. He never has before, being in office all the years that he has. And so this press conference, there are going to be a lot of all eyes on him. And it's interesting because, you know, whenever I perform or I speak, if I feel like I have a crowd that's a bunch of friendlies that, you know, isn't going to be looking at every single thing I do with a microscope, you know what, I could go and do my thing. And if I stutter or if a lisp comes out or whatever, no big deal. He doesn't get to have that. He is going to have a press conference. Of course, the majority of them will be friendlies, but he is going to have a press conference. And he knows that people are going to be looking at the video footage and just dissecting it like crazy. Now, you know, there's been a lot of concern that the press is going to go very nice and easy on Biden versus what they did to Trump. And, you know, people are saying, well, they should, you know, be mean and hit. But I don't think the press should treat anybody like they treated Trump. I think if we want to move forward and we want to get some information, we should approach our president with respect. The way Trump was, you know, I don't want to see Biden treated the way Trump was, because I never want to see Trump treated that way either. Let the man speak. Ask the question. Let him finish his answer. You can do a follow-up question. So I don't think we're going to see the badgering like we saw with Trump, but I really think we should get rid of that completely. And I'm glad somebody called the media out on that. It'll be interesting to see if a Republican comes back in power, if they still approach the president that way or not. But as long as Biden has a very controlled atmosphere and and he has answers already. I mean, we know what people are going to ask him about. They're going to ask him about Hunter. So he probably has already a pre-written comment. I'm not here to discuss Hunter. Next question. Something simple, I'll go to. You know, what about the border? What about the cages? What about the kids? What about, he probably has answers ready for that. So I don't think he's going to do that badly, to be honest. But this is why people are freaking out. I mean, Trump would off the cuff just talk to reporters, say what he has to say, move on. World leaders got to see that. You're not seeing that sort of confidence, that sort of strength, that throw it at me, I'm ready to knock it out of the ballpark. That's why people assume there's something really wrong with them. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there, and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is reportedly considering both legislative and executive action to address gun violence in the United States. This comes after two mass shootings in Colorado and Georgia have renewed calls for gun control. Vice President Kamala Harris telling CBS This Morning,
"We should first expect the United States Congress to act. I'm not willing to give up on what we must do to appeal to the hearts and minds and the reason of the members of the United States."
But he can also take executive action.
I don't think the president is excluding that. But I want to be clear that if we really want something that is going to be lasting, we need to pass legislation.
Fencing around the U.S. Capitol is starting to come down. Capitol Police saying they're taking down the outermost fencing and have reopened perimeter roads. USA Radio News. Most Americans 65 or older have received at least one coronavirus vaccination shot.
There are now a total of 84 million people who have received at least one vaccination dose, and 45 million people who've been fully vaccinated.
That's how White House COVID-19 advisor Andy Slavitt opened a briefing on the coronavirus on Wednesday. Volcanic ash shuts down an international airport in Guatemala.
The airport in the capital city of Guatemala has been temporarily closed because of falling volcanic ash. The Pacaya volcano, about 30 miles away from Guatemala City's La Aurora International Airport, has been active in recent weeks. Unfavorable wind conditions Tuesday sent ash towards the airport, covering buildings, planes, and runways. Civil aviation authorities say they're working on cleanup and hope to resume normal operations at the airport as soon as possible, but aren't sure when it will be able to reopen. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have some breaking news. Do you guys remember the movie Talladega Nights? That's one of the reasons why I named the cat Shake and Bake. Because we have two cats named Shake and Bake. It was a 2006 film with Will Ferrell. And there were a couple kids in the movie. Very foul-mouthed. Bobby Walker, and I forget who his brother was. Well, the older of the two kids apparently has committed suicide. His name is Houston Tumlin. Passed away at the age of 28. Was a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head around 4:30 p.m. on Tuesday at his Pelham, Alabama home. Sources told TMZ that his girlfriend was at the house at the time, a note was not found. He was in the Ballad of Ricky Bobby, Talladega Nights, and he played Walker Bobby. That was Will Ferrell's son. Apparently, he had served in the Army's 101st Airborne Division at Fort Campbell back in 2015. He also repaired telephone lines and, you know, served in multiple different roles and capacities since his acting work. And it's a shame, you know, when these child actors become adults and they suffer from depression or, you know, the need to end their life, it's just tragic. And I think we probably need to be more supportive of these kids that we think are, you know, strong enough to handle the rigors of Hollywood. So it's a shame. Houston Tumlin dies at the age of 28. I am just blown away at how much fraud has happened since COVID, and CNBC reports that COVID-related fraud has cost Americans $382 million. According to the Federal Trade Commission, seniors reported the largest losses related to coronavirus scams. The median loss for those in their 80s was $900. Criminals have apparently stolen money via number scams, stimulus checks, unemployment benefits, COVID vaccines, fake virus cures, and charities. So as of Tuesday, more than 217,000 people have filed a coronavirus-related fraud report with the Federal Trade Commission. Since January 2020, according to federal data, the average loss of anybody is about $330. Of course, losses are skewed higher for seniors, $500 for people in their 70s, $900 for those in their 80s. And these criminals have used multiple ways to steal money. Crimes around the financial relief, like stimulus checks, unemployment benefits, fake treatments for COVID, fraudulent charities. Lucy Baker, a Consumer Defense Associated Advocacy Group, USPIRG, told CNBC, while people are scared about their health and finances, con artists are having a field day. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau had 542,300 pandemic-related complaints in 2020, which is a 54% increase over 2019. Apparently, Americans began submitting more than 3,000 complaints mentioning coronavirus keywords nearly every month starting in April 2020. And that's how they started to group them and realized they were more COVID-related, obviously. And the pandemic has caused people to be very confused about normal processes of things. You know, in fact, when government money and grant money was given through the state, many people didn't collect it because sometimes it came in the form of an email. And you had to click something and give your bank information. And so people were panicked going, well, wait a second, that could be fraud. And part of the reason is when somebody got a stimulus check or thought they were going to get a stimulus check, fraudsters would go online and say, before you get your stimulus check, you need to click here. So people click there, give their bank, and then they get stolen from. So credit and consumer reporting complaints represented more than 58% of overall complaints. Those related to debt collection, 15%, credit cards, 7%, checking or savings, 6%, mortgages, 5%. So it wasn't so much necessarily like a COVID treatment, but people were in a very vulnerable state. Identity theft was also a problem that related to people losing their unemployment benefits collected during the pandemic. 60,000 people reported identity theft to the FTC since last year. The U.S. Labor Department on Monday has launched a website for Americans whose personal data has been stolen and used to claim fraudulent unemployment benefits. Again, we did this to ourselves. We're so computer dependent. You know, we have everything on our computers. We have passwords. We have pictures of our kids. We have where we work. In order to buy something, you have to put your credit card in and your address and your billing address. No wonder we keep falling to scams that are, you know, cyber, from cyber criminals. Early access vaccine scam has been the most common cyber scam, they say. Con artists send emails, texts, or phone calls claiming to have access to a vaccine before official government sources. So we think a lot of fraud is going unreported, so the FTC thinks their $382 million figure is an underestimation. So they say be on your guard. Before you click, pause first. Do your research. Ask yourself if that website, email, text, direct message, or call is legit. Be wary of handing over your money or personal information. So it's frustrating. And, you know, people think, well, you know what, they're not asking for money. They just need to know where to send the check. Well, that's how they can access your bank account. Yeah, but technically they can't withdraw without my permission. Well, these cyber criminals figure something out. They figure stuff out. So, you know, we're unfortunately very, very vulnerable. Now, we also, and we've spoken about this, we need to be very, very careful when we get our COVID vaccine. And health and officials are telling us to please not post our COVID vaccine card online. Cyber criminals have already figured out what the vaccine cards look like and are now forging COVID-19 vaccine certificates. Because vaccine passports and certificates are gaining mainstream traction, cyber criminals know how to jump on that. You have people completely freaked out about needing to get a vaccine to travel and them not wanting to get the vaccine, so you have people who are going to prey on that. So one of the biggest, you know, now businesses out there is making fake vaccine passports. And many people want them because they want their countries to reopen. They want to go back to work. They want to show that they were vaccinated. You know, and they might not want to wait the 2 months. You know, to be fully vaccinated, let's say for Moderna, you have to get the first shot. I mean, you have to be in line and then it be open to you to get that first shot. Biden wants all states to be allowing anybody to get it by May 1st, which means you can't get your second shot till June 1st and then 2 weeks after that. So some people may not want to wait till June 16th, which is my birthday, by the way. And so they might want to speed up the process so they could get back to work or they could travel. So they say malicious actors have been advertising fake vaccines on underground forums for a few months. Oh, and that's the other thing, too. Some of them are actually there. We talked about this, where they'll say, look, if you want to jump ahead of the line, we'll give you the vaccine. We'll fill out the card. Some of it might not even be the real vaccine. Most of the time it isn't. $500 a pop for forged vaccine certificates and negative COVID test documents. CPR is the Checkpoint Research. This is being reported by Computer Weekly. They found fake government vaccination certificates purporting to be official CDC documents selling for $150 each. People wanting to skirt travel regulations could buy a negative COVID-19 test result in under half an hour for as little as $25. So there is a dark net that is booming. And this always happens. I mean, this is what we saw with Prohibition. When you have the government become so restrictive and scare people that they can't do their liberties, you're going to have a huge criminal element. Like we saw with Prohibition and telling people you can't drink alcohol or buy alcohol or you'll be in trouble if you, then that's when criminals figured out, look, there's a demand. There's a demand right now for people to want to go back to work and feed their family. There's a demand for people who want to go and travel. These are liberties they always had, and now they're taken away. Of course it's giving rise to crime. Now, here we are trying to slow down a pandemic, and we're fueling it more by these restrictive lockdowns. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dolly is show 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So earlier today we heard that Hong Kong has been halting the use of the Pfizer vaccine, not because of side effects, but because of defective bottle lids. The city's government said the suspension was immediate while the matter was investigated by distributor Fosun Pharma and BioNTech. the German company that created the vaccine with American pharmaceutical firm Pfizer. BioNTech and Fosun Pharma have not found any reason to believe the product is unsafe, but the vaccinations will be halted as a preventative safety measure. The defective lids were found on vaccines from batch number 210102. A separate batch of vaccines, 210104, will also not be administered. Now, this happened in the semi-autonomous territory of Macau, and they said the residents there will not receive the Pfizer shots from the same batch. The batch comprised a total of 585,000 doses, with the other batch number holding 758,000 doses, according to Hong Kong Director's Health Constance Chen. Although 150,000 doses from the batch have been administered in the city so far, officials said during a press briefing that the vaccines were safe despite the packaging defects. Now, we're not really getting too much detail. They're reporting there were cracks on the vaccine bottles or leakages when the vaccine was diluted with saline before being administered. They said none of those vaccines were given to residents and they were thrown away. So they think that the ones that people got weren't from the defective packaging. I mean, I hope that's the case. What could that mean? Well, you know, if there's leaks, that means it could be contaminated. That means we're going to be injecting people with contaminated, you know, vaccines. So them halting it was very, very appropriate. And these bottles need to be inspected. These are things that, you know, we've never vaccinated the globe on this scale. So obviously we're seeing a variety of different issues crop up, because when there's one issue, we hopefully nail it. And, you know, like the anaphylaxis. Okay, we'll watch you for 15 minutes. If you've had a history of severe allergies, we'll watch you for 30. So you see, you know, you see the flexibility of rules. And we haven't really heard of too many other collapses after the vaccine or severe anaphylaxis lately. Not sure if it's because media is not covering it or because we aren't seeing cases of it. But that hasn't been hitting the news. But we will hear some of these other things, like, you know, batches of vaccines having issues because of packaging issues. So they're going to figure out what's happening. Not sure. They say the company said no other region aside from Hong Kong and Macau have been supplied with doses from the affected batch. Right now, they are using the China Sinovac. The two vaccines are the only ones that were offered to residents in Hong Kong. China's Sinovac, which China is saying they can use in kids, and then the Pfizer vaccine. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Moderna is going to create a dual COVID-19 flu vaccine. We didn't think it could be done, but they are working on that. Moderna was second to the finish line with their COVID-19 vaccine. They're going to create a dual one. And Moderna CEO Stéphane Bancel said Tuesday that such a shot could be ready for use in a couple years. Not going to be ready this fall. They say today the vaccines we have for seasonal flu are okay in a greater year, and they are pretty bad in a bad year in terms of efficacy. It is not impossible that in a couple of years we should have the product I just talked about, a high efficacy seasonal flu vaccine and a COVID vaccine for you at your pharmacy on an annual basis. So the flu vaccine created for the 2019-2020 season was about 45% effective in preventing illness. That's according to the CDC, and a good year is about 60-some percent. 60, someplace in the 60s. So 45%, it's okay, it's not ideal. It means it helps some, helps others. I'm still, you know, even when the flu vaccine was only 20-some percent, I didn't get the flu that year. So I'm still a fan of getting the flu shot, no matter how ineffective, you know, it is. I know that's kind of hard to understand, but ever since I got the flu vaccine, I didn't get flu and I didn't get COVID. So I think it does something to my immune system that works for me. But remember, the 2019-2020 season was skewed in terms of flu because people went to telemedicine as opposed to going in and getting swabbed for flu. So when people were using telemedicine, and even before COVID hit, going, I don't want to go into the doctor. You know, it's free if I use telemedicine, so let me just do that. And then just test, and then I don't need to be tested, just treat me for flu. We really don't know how many real flu cases we had. And I really believe that some of those people who thought they had flu had COVID. I said, can you please go in and get swabbed just in case this is what's going on in China? No, it's flu, just give me the flu medicine. Well, you know, when you're in telemedicine, you're kind of limited because you can't test them. So the question has arisen, if we have this 95% efficacy when it comes to the COVID vaccine, why the heck can't we get that with the flu vaccine? Well, because we haven't been using the messenger RNA technology. We've been using killed virus that has a shape, a body shape to it, its own spike proteins, and then the body learns that shape and then learns to recognize that, but the virus mutates so quickly. And we make our vaccine based on what is the predominant strain in Australia. Well, we're going to have a problem this year because there wasn't much of a flu season. So if you know, it might alter the way we get a very accurate shot. So Bansal said that the biotech giant would use the mRNA technology to create the dual vaccine. And Pfizer, BioNTech might also be doing the same. So this vaccine, I'm not sure if Pfizer's going to be working on the flu shot. I have to double check that. So for the 2020 to 21 flu season, CDC estimates that the flu had resulted in some 12,000 to 61,000 deaths. We still don't know how many people died of flu. We think it's less. So I don't know if that range is correct. So, it would be nice to have a dual shot. Right now, our shot includes swine flu. See, our flu vaccine isn't just H3N2. It's also H1N1 and an influenza B. So it's a trivalent. A quadrivalent has two influenza type Bs. And so it protects us from a few strains. So if they could use the mRNA technology, they could add then more to that. But don't worry, it'll take a couple of years because a lot of people are a little kind of nervous about that. Are you a foster parent in California? If you are, I'd like to hear from you. And have you been approached to house a migrant or 26 of them? We're being told that some California foster parents have been asked to take in 26 or more migrant children because social services is right now scrambling to find places for these 14,000 migrants, children and teens that have come across the border. So there's a couple, Travis and Charlotte Call. They received a voicemail from the Community Care Licensing Division about how many available beds they have for unaccompanied migrant youths. They said usually the maximum amount of children you are allowed to foster at any one time is 6. The couple has 2 4-month-old twins. They're also caring for their 6-year-old biological twins. And then the CCLD has sent an email. I'm looking at the email right now, where they are asking for, let me see if I could read it to you here. This email, it shows kind of the desperation, you know, we in America are having to try to figure out how to deal with the migrant crisis. They write, this is coming from Community Care, this is the Community Care Licensing Division email, I believe. As many of you are aware, CDC has been sending automated emails and phone calls asking you about available beds to serve additional youth. They are trying to address the needs of a record number of unaccompanied children who are arriving from Central America, who are escaping impossible situations such as poverty, violence, and natural disasters. CCL is trying to determine how many, CCL, resources families are willing to care for these youth. Please reply at your discretion if you're willing to take care of one or more of these youth. I'm not sure where they got the over 26, but they need help. Oh, yeah. Available bed capacity is 26 plus. So, yeah. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY. Don't go away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.